they didn't eat us, but most of you will. They also not hospital after you brought it up. She didn't do it. On the franchises, there's a massive game for London. If we can get this right, it will be fantastically positive for the city. TfL, I think you see the job they've done already on the overground. The Orange Line, we've just completed an orbital route on the London overground. We think we can deliver a very effective service, good value, higher frequency, and we can stop some of the insane fare rises that you've seen.
You put them up.
Higher even than those that TfL have been regrettably obliged to bring in. We're seeing good progress, is the answer. We're seeing good progress. I hope very much we'll have something more to say to you before the end of the summer. Jeanette is asking me, what about my bus fare? That wasn't the question that you asked me.
I'll answer it anyway.
On the tunnel, which was opposed by the questioner, I think that there's a consultation that needs to be done. I think we've got to have more river crossing, to be absolutely clear. I don't think we can just shove our heads in the sand and refuse to connect South London with north of the river. There's massive economic benefits. We've just been discussing what we need to do to get the city growing and to get our young people into jobs, which is the single best way of tackling inequality in how we get them into work. How can we hope to do that if we won't build the elementary transport infrastructure the city needs? I'm interested by what you say about the Baker Loop Line extension. Bow Shawcross, who represents his areas, is having a look at that for you guys. They've told me before on the Baker Loop Line extension. They've told me before that they don't think that there is a good enough business case, and that you could do more good by extending the trains on the overground service. I think my hunch is that you are right. My hunch is on the extension of the Baker Loop Line that it will come and that it will be immensely beneficial. And I think the same point can almost certainly be made about the DLR extensions as well. That wherever they've taken place, they've been massively oversubscribed, they've led to economic growth, they've led to jobs, and I firmly believe in that kind of investment.
Come on, Richard.